Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, July the 12th, 2010. Once again, the start of a new week. Are you planning on working hard this week? You prepared mentally to be persistent in reaching your goals and dreams? You know, in addition to working hard and refusing to give up, something else separates winners from losers. Those who understand and apply it are winners. And you can apply it too. You can be a winner. Now let me stop for just a second, because not everyone believes that God wants all of his children to be successful. But the Bible still says that we are more than conquerors in every situation, right? Well, that's a far cry from just getting by, isn't it? You know, I don't know anyone who would admit that they don't want to be successful at the things they do. I mean, it's very difficult to find somebody who just proclaims that they would rather fail than succeed. Most people would say that they do want to reach their goals and dreams, at least those who still have goals. However, you and I know that not everyone achieves their goals and dreams. We've all seen some succeed and some fail. In life, there will always be winners and there will always be losers. Some will fail while others succeed. Now, there are some people who have a real desire to do something or be somebody. They can see where they would like their life to be, but the problem for them is that they never really get started on the journey. They cling to the wishing attitude of, well, that would sure be nice. Boy, I would sure like that. Now, they may see where they would like to be, but they don't know how to get there, and that's about as far as it goes. Instead, they just choose to settle for wherever their life is right now. Then there are people who get really excited about their goals and dreams. They begin with all the enthusiasm of a champion racehorse exploding out of the gates at the Kentucky Derby. They run full speed as fast and as hard as they can, but sadly, that excitement is short-lived, and they get tired, and then they give up. They quit very quickly. And of course, we have all seen people who decide to roll up their sleeves and begin to work hard and systematically, refusing to quit and refusing to get discouraged. They come up with a system or a plan that they're comfortable with and convinced will work. However, they lack the flexibility to make adjustments along the way. They've convinced themselves that their plans and methods are the only way to arrive at their destination. They unknowingly wear blinders, and consequently, they miss great opportunities for success. For example, a person may be convinced of a certain marketing strategy. That's what they will use exclusively, no matter what. That's the way we've always done it. This is how it's supposed to work. They're not open to investigating other avenues. They believe that if they just work hard and long using this strategy and don't quit, it will happen eventually. You know, without being flexible, your margin for success becomes pretty narrow. And the times that we are living in are changing daily. Technology is changing so fast, it's hard to keep up with all the new gadgets, isn't it? There's even a cool new video phone on the market. Yeah, remember the Jetsons? Pretty cool. I have one of those. You know, working hard and refusing to quit are both admirable qualities, but resistance to change can hinder your success. There are those who work hard, refuse to give up, but are willing to change and adapt their plans and strategies if necessary. They don't have the attitude, I know what I'm doing and I've got it all figured out. Instead, their attitude is, I want to learn. Is there something more I need to know? Is there another way? Is there a better way? You know, I think horse racing offers a good analogy. Now, I don't know very much about the sport, but I do know that it's not just the fastest horse or the horse that breaks out of the gate ahead of the rest that wins the race. There is strategy involved. Strategy not only plays a major role, it changes from time to time depending on the circumstances. In fact, I'm told that there are numerous factors involved in the strategy for each and every race. You know, factors may include the type of track, the weather, the length of the race, and the other horses competing in that race. You see, you just cannot instruct a jockey to simply go at full speed and not give up. There is a strategy involved, and many times that means adapting to the situations. So too in life. there are times when we too need to adjust our strategy and adapt to circumstances or conditions. You know, successful salespeople know that they need to understand who they are talking to. They can't just use a standard script for every person they're going to talk to. So the point is, yes, work hard. Yes, refuse to give up. But be flexible in your plans and strategies. You can cross the finish line a winner. You can succeed. Well, that's it for this podcast. Have you got a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site or check and see if I've posted something new, because you'll get notified by email personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, either email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.